Good morning and welcome to Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Teresa and I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries. Our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. We have been in This is week 9 of our Who Is He and What Is He to You theme. And this week, we will be discussing and praying the name, discussing Jesus as the bright morning star. Amen. Today's scripture is from Revelation 22:16, and it reads, I, Jesus, have sent an angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. And that's from the NIV. Anne Spengler, Spengler writes, in the last chapter of Revelation, Jesus calls himself the bright morning star. In ancient times, the morning star was thought of as a herald of the new day, signaling the dawn of hope and joy. The brightest object in the sky aside from the sun and moon, it is a fitting type of Christ who ushers in a new day for the entire world. When you call on Jesus, the bright morning star, you are calling on one from whom all darkness flees. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Most holy and everlasting Father, we thank you for this day, Father God. Our hearts are full of adoration and gratitude to you, Father God. We are amazed at your boundless power and your endless love for us, Father God. Thank you for being the creator of all things, Lord, the source of life and the sustainer of all creation. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Lord, we praise you for your majesty, your holiness, and your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you for your countless blessings, seen and unseen, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the gift of life, for the beauty of this world, Father God, around us, for our families and our friends and for the love that surrounds us, Father God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who showed us love in the most profound way, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you for the gift of salvation and the promise of eternal life, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we are humbled by your grace and protection as we journey through life, Father God. Lord, I praise you as the bright and morning star. You said in your word that blessed are those who wash their robes, that they will have the right to the tree of life, Father God. Lord, help us to cleanse ourselves of sin so that we can have restoration, eternal life, and fellowship with you, Father God. What a wonderful day that's going to be, Father God. Lord, we are surrounded by darkness, Father God. Oh, Lord, please help us to seek your divine direction and wisdom in navigating life decisions and challenges, Lord. Lord, help us to always acknowledge our dependence on you and seek your will being revealed and followed, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Lord, we cannot navigate this life on our own. We need your wisdom, Father God. Lord, please open our eyes to your will and give us the strength and courage to follow your path, Father God. Help us to discern your voice amidst the noise of the world and trust your perfect plan for our life, Father God. Hallelujah. Lord, you are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you for being the light of the world, Father God. Lord, we thank you again for the hope of salvation. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for the light of your truth and grace that shines in our lives and the promise of never walking in darkness when we follow you, Father God. Lord, we can't thank you enough for coming as a light in this world. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. We can't live without you, Father God. We can't live without you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being our sole source of light in this darkness. Oh, God, thank you. Lord, thank you for promising the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing and raise after all the trials and tribulations that we go through, Father God. Thank you for being that light at the end of the tunnel, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord. Lord, thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. The first and the last, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah, Father God. Lord, you are the root. You are the root, Father God. You preceded David, and you came after David, Father God. Thank you for stating your claim to David's throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for being the great king who creates and for being a king born in your creation, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Lord, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Thank you for sending your angel to give this testimony to the churches, Father God. Hallelujah. You are the bright and morning star, and you give us hope that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning, Father God, when your light shines on our lives. Hallelujah, Father God. Glory be to your name. Lord, I pray that the ones who hear your word say, come, and the ones who thirst, come, because you are coming, Father God. You are coming, Father God. Hallelujah. Come, O Lord. Come, O Lord. You are coming, Father God. He's coming. He's coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Lord, as we conclude the month of June, let us pray for the men, for men's mental health, Father God. This month has been designated to bring awareness to men's mental health, Father God. Lord, men are experiencing depression and anxiety that are going undiagnosed, Father God. Their maladaptive behavior is showing up in the form of irritability, anger, and even substance abuse. Our young boys are being diagnosed more than ever with ADHD and PTSD, Father God. Father God, oh God, we turn on the TV almost every day. A young boy is being killed. A young boy is doing acts of violence, Father God. Oh Lord, we need your intervention, Father God. Lord, help us to help men, help the men and the boys in our families and in our communities to acknowledge their struggle and seek treatment, Father God. Lord, help us to destigmatize men from getting help for their mental health, Father God. Father God, you've provided doctors to take care of every aspect of the body, and it's no different for the brain, Father God. So help us to destigmatize and help our men feel safe with going to the doctor and seeking help, Father God. Father God, it's so hurtful to see that men, when they're at their weakest, are more likely to commit suicide, Father God. Lord, we need your help so that we don't lose another man to suicide, Father God. Lord, help us to help men build strong social support systems where they feel safe, Father God. Lord, provide me and other therapists with the wisdom to provide tools and strategies to help our men to become healthy. In Jesus' name, Father God. Father God, our men need you, Father God, to be their bright and morning star, Father God. Help us to show them that you are the light and that you have all their needs, Father God, and that you can help them through any situation, Father God. Any situation, Father God. Our men are in desperate need, Father God. Our boys need your help, Father God. Help our churches to be open to receiving them. Help our churches to be ready for them when they come in, Father God, and not make them feel ashamed, Father God. We don't have all the answers, but you do, Father God. So I'm asking you, Father God, for all the people that are on this line this morning, Father God, to encourage the men in their lives to seek help, to get help, even if they have to do it, if they have to go get the resources and bring it back to them, Father God. Help them in Jesus' name, Father God, in Jesus' name. We have some prayer requests. Laura is asking that we pray for restore relationships between father and son. Lord, we know how important a father-son relationship is to the family. Lord, you gave us the parable of the prodigal son and demonstrated a father's love for his son, Father God. God, thank you for being a father to us, Father God. God, thank you for being a loving father that offers unconditional love to us. Lord, help the fathers to see that forgiveness is important to restoring a broken relationship, Father God. Lord, help fathers see compassion for us in the midst of their disobedience, Father God. Father God, we pray for Candace, who is having surgery July 2nd. Lord, I pray your healing power over Candace in the name of Jesus. I pray that you guide the surgeons during Candace's procedure. Lord, give her peace that you got her and she can relax knowing you will be with her. In Jesus' name, Father God. Lord, we are praying for Darlene Walken's son who had a job interview and asked the dream company, Father God. Lord, I pray that you show up in that interview and you open a door of employment for this young man. You know the desires of his heart, Father God. Father God, continue to bless his mother and keep her mind stayed on you. In Jesus' name, Father God. Father God, thank you for the blessing of Samira and Destiny Ely from graduating from high school. As they prepare for their next chapter, Father God, keep their mind in perfect peace to do your will in their life, Father God. In Jesus' name. Lord, Kim Ruckerson is awaiting the test results of a medical procedure. Lord, I pray that you give him a favorable result in Jesus' name, Father God, and put his mind at ease. Lord, your son, Joel Clay, is receiving hospice care at home. Lord, please give his wife and his daughter the strength to get through this time. Lord, provide them with comfort and knowing that you will be there with them during this difficult time. Lord, give Joel Clay comfort and peace. Please free him from pain and suffering. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Please send your prayer request to our email address, which is askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Visit Beloved website at belovedministryny.com for all your events. Our playback number is 520-636-4582, and the passcode is 827-7806#. We pray you have a wonderful day.